This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and it's morning devotions time. I was fascinated to read about a legend, apparently true, in India. The trappers were wanting to catch a monkey, so they had a big job in their hands. How do you actually catch a wild monkey? They're very intelligent animals. They're difficult to trap. But they came up, these trappers, with a clever move. They took a coconut, tied it to a tree, and they bored a hole in it just big enough for the monkey to squeeze his hand through. And then they filled it with rice. Now, the monkeys apparently love rice. They'd smell the rice and come up and squeeze their hand into the hole and grab the rice. But this was the problem. This monkey would have to let go of the rice to get his hand out and run away as soon as people came. But the monkey wasn't prepared to let go, and so he was caught. So we think, what a stupid monkey. All he had to do was let go of the rice, pull his hand out, and that'd be the end of it. He could run away. But this monkey believed that he must have the rice and is naturally caught by the trapper. Now, that made me ask a question. What am I unwilling to let go of in my life? And I think we all hang on to issues in life to make us feel better or to stop perhaps some conflict that's happening. And I want to talk again about this tomorrow. And I suggest that we can often feel like a prisoner holding on to stuff, just like the poor monkey. And there are things like, for example, seeking other people's approval. Do you often try to be what others want you to be, to agree with them and fit in? You may not be consciously aware that you're actually doing this, but there could be a part of you, and me for that matter, that wants to please others and to avoid their reactions. And I'm sure a lot of people act like that. In one episode of Seinfeld, the popular TV show, I'm sure you've heard of it, four friends living in New York, and George is completely obsessed with this fact that Jerry's girlfriend named Jody doesn't like him. He's so obsessed with this that he can't operate with anything else. In fact, he has a girl that he's dating who's very interested in him and wants to get to know George better, but he wants everyone to be his friend, his best friend, including this girlfriend. But he just can't stop until he achieves this. So he decides to become annoyingly nice to her. He can't fathom why Jody didn't like him. But George's own girlfriend becomes annoyed. Frankly, she says, look, I'm getting a bit tired of hearing about this, George. What difference does it make if she doesn't like you? Does everybody in the world have to like you? And George says, yes, everybody has to like me. I must be liked. And in this episode of Seinfeld, George's girlfriend finally gives him an ultimatum. She said, I like you. She doesn't. Who are you going to pick? I'm sorry, he says. I just can't stand it when someone doesn't like me. Now, that's a true episode from Seinfeld. Now, it might be an amusing episode, but there's a serious side to this about wanting everyone's approval. And for some of us, this can be a real struggle. The pressure to perform, to live up to other people's expectations. Of course, there are healthy expectations when people expect from us intelligence, integrity, kindness, success. But more often than not, we place a great deal of pressure on ourselves to perform in specific ways in life. We believe we have to do these things in order to receive their love or their approval or their acceptance. The Bible actually has this to say. The Lord is on my side. This is from Psalm 118. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore, I shall see my desire on those who hate me. It's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. That's Psalm 118:6-9. So the idea is there about seeking other people's approval. What's important? Is it more important to know that God approves of you and that God is directing your life? Or by, like George from Seinfeld, being obsessed by what you think other people want you to be? Well, Lord, sometimes we're like little children who want results quick, a quick fix. And even when we pray to you, Lord, we want answers now. But Lord, teach us to wait and to learn the valuable lessons that only time and patience can give. And we give ourselves to you today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.